Well, good morning. On this, the 8th of May 2020, we are into another extended period of lockdown, and so we are happy, not that you're not in church, but to be able to at least provide a partial church service in these times of worship and message for you this morning. We're going to begin with a little word of prayer. And then we're going to sing 240, The Lily of the Valley. And just a reminder, great thing, maybe one of the only benefits to listen to this service recorded, which all of you except my wife's doing, she's missing out on the one advantage of being able to press a button and shut me up, even if it's only for a moment or two whilst you find a Bible reference or look up a hymn. Now bear in mind, I have all these things written down, and I have little pieces of paper in the hymn book and in my Bible, and I can whip straight through to them. If you need to press pause for a moment, you do that and find them and then press play and join with us again. Don't forget to press play and join us again. But anyway, thank you for your good time. God bless you. I pray that this will be a help to you this morning. Let's pray. Dear loving Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this new day and for life and health and strength. And Lord, even though there's a few clouds between us and the sun, we know the sun's up there and we can feel the heat of it this morning. And we're glad to be here, Father. We're really glad to be here. I pray that you would put your good hand upon each and every person that listens to this. I pray you for Ling and Frank and Dr. Shang. Pray you for their private prayer requests right now too. Pray you too, Lord, for John, and pray you, Lord, for Will, Christine and Mary Ann, for William and Rachel and Lily Ann, and for Reggie and all the extended family as well. We remember too Leonard, Lord, we don't even know if he is still with us or he has stepped off into eternity, but I pray you for him, please, Lord. For Rita and Lord, for her girls, Elaine and Hilary, that you would, Lord, continue to bless them for looking after their mom in these her twilight years. Please, Lord, I pray your good hand upon that family. Pray you for saving and I pray you for edifying, Lord. Remember too Esther, Lord, and I know she has, I'm sure she has her family heavy on her mind, and I pray you, Lord, for their salvation. For Christy too, Lord, that you would put your good hand upon him, that you would bless and keep him. And Lord, I pray that you would inspire him as he labours to gather up all the information and make it useful, Lord. Help people to draw correct conclusions. Just bless him. And Lord, bless... Oh, goodness. Taylor. I'm thinking of every girl's tea name that except... Taylor, Lord, please bless Taylor and Christy. And please, Lord, save Taylor's dad, if he's not already saved, and her mom too. And any friends and loved ones that don't yet know you as Savior. Remember as well, Brother Norman, at this time, and pray that you would bless him. Pray that you would help and keep him and comfort him and facilitate, Lord, him getting things sorted out. Just look after him, Lord, I pray. You know what? We really miss the company of everybody, but we enjoy the phone calls, and I just pray that you would bless them, Lord. Look after Pat and Steve. Lord, I know Steve has his ailments at the moment. His legs are giving him a bit of bother, so I pray you, please, for a healing there. I pray you, too, Lord, for strength and wisdom and healing for Pat and Steve. I pray you, Lord, for salvation for Sam and Louise and for Keith and Pat. And I pray you too, Lord, for Lorna and Colin and their families too, and salvation there as well. For Pat's sisters and brothers, Lord, that you would save them too. And we remember as well Carol and John. And I pray you, Lord, for a blessing in that house. Just, Lord, bless those Bible verses to John. Even though I really want to catch him, Lord, I want for him to go on as far and as fast and as hard as he can through those precious pieces of your word, those little nuggets of power that we can hide in our hearts. And please look after Stephen as well, Lord, I pray you at this time. Thank you for all the things, the helps that you've sent our way. And Lord, I There's a few more names, Lord, I want to bring before you. There's Maslam and Georgina, and they're two sons, Lord, and I pray you for salvation for them over in America. And we remember as well, Lord, our Church of My Boy Road, our CD church, let's call it that. And we do pray you, Lord, for Norman and Noel and Joan, for Jane and Corey, pray for Terence McLaughlin as well, Lord. We haven't gotten to give him a CD yet. We pray an opportunity to speak to him. For Carol and Harry and Marie, Lord, for their other neighbours, whoever they are, we've never gotten a name, but I pray your good hand upon them. For Stephen and Anne Marie, for Evelyn and Henry, Lord, and especially their wee grandson Isaac, I know he's got cystic fibrosis, Lord, please just preserve him. We remember as well, Lord, Sally and Sammy and Kate. I pray for a great salvation in McNaw, for Alan Leslie and Pearl Hetherington, Lord. For my dad, just pray that you'd look after him and watch over him. And Lord, I think that's about all of our church members, our extended CD church members. And of course for Stan and for all the folks that click on the link. We're thinking about you. We don't know you by name, but we bear you up in prayer. Pray this will be a help to you. We want the very best for you. And God bless you. Lord, we ask all these things for church members, for saved and lost alike. We pray that your will would be done. And that you would be one of our number. We're just limboing under the wire there this morning. We have two here, Lord. And we covet your presence. And we look forward to lifting up your praises. And just spending this time with you, Lord. We love you and praise you. And ask it all in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Okay. 240 is going to be our first hymn. 240 in the hymn book is The Lily of the Valley. 240. That's not that one. Press the button when I shouldn't have.
Thank you.
240. Now we are going to have our Bible reading. This morning's Bible reading is from Psalm 37. Psalm 37. If you'd like to take and turn there, please do. If you just want to listen, that's all good as well. But we're going to be reading in Psalm 37. Psalm 37. Beginning at verse 1, there are 40 verses. We're going to read them all and pray they are a help to you. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, and so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily shalt be fed, thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, and trust in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath, and fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow, to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume away into smoke, shall they consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil, and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart, and none of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord, and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together, the end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord, he is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Amen. That is our Bible reading. Pray it was a help to you. We're going to take a moment or two just to remind you of a few prayer requests. First of all, I know there are members of the congregation with private prayer requests they haven't had an opportunity maybe to share. If you just think on all the names of all the people that were mentioned earlier on, I am sure they have private prayer requests, but please do continue to pray for each other. It is very, very important. We all have things that are weighing upon our minds. There are many people who are considering their futures given the fact that so many businesses have had to close because of the lockdown. So pray that many of them, at least the useful ones, can open their doors again. There's a few that I know that we could be doing without, but the thing that really boggles my mind still is how an off-license is considered an essential service. I think it would have been an essential service to shut it down and get as many people off the demon drink as possible, but there you go. Please do pray for each other. Please do pray for our outreach. We seem to have gathered up a few more church members, CD, church deliveries. Is that what we're going to call them? CD members. But please do pray for Billy's old neighbours. That doesn't mean they're old, but down in McNall Park, that's Sally and Sammy and Kate. And Sammy's not keeping 100% right now, and we would appreciate prayers for Sammy. A couple of other announcements. First of all, I want to thank you for all your prayers for my aunt. She's back home. She's still Aunt Phyllis. She's still she's got surgery in her near future for gallbladder removal. So we appreciate your prayers there and would appreciate them for the time to come. Please do pray for Norman as he continues to get Sandra's affairs and things in order. It's not an easy time. I'm sure many of us will sympathise with him at this time, but don't just sympathise with him, pray for him as well. And do you know what? If the Lord puts someone on your mind, give them a ring. And if anybody says I don't have their number, you have mine, and I have everybody else's. And I am sure people would be glad to hear from a brother or sister at this time. So please do remember that. Pray for Norman. Please do pray for the Gilbert family over in Black Creek Baptist. That was the church that brought us over a couple of years in a row last year and the year before to visit with Monica's mom and dad. His wife Jane passed away there just over a week ago. So I'm sure the Gilbert family is having a difficult time right now, and it made even more difficult by the restrictions on the number of people that can to and fro and visit with and offer their condolences in person. We sent a card on behalf of ourselves and the church to them. They know who we are. Please do bear them up in prayer. I would also like to bring to your attention, is it the Cousins family? Cousins family lost a husband and a dad just 2 days ago. A week ago. I think it was sudden adult. He just dropped dead. Unfortunately, there is another instance of this happening about, 20 years ago. Would that have been his auntie? So please do, what was his name, do you remember? Ian Cousins. He was only 43. So please do pray for his wife and his three children. Goodness, the youngest of whom is only 3. So, a difficult time for the Cousins family, and that's a connection to the Spears family, the family that looked after Monica for her formative years in Northern Ireland. Please do pray for the Cousins family, for the whole connection at this particular time. I know that it's not just us, but there are many souls that are going through difficult times, having lost loved ones during this particular time. And this will make it, I think, a little bit more difficult because there won't be the same amount of reassurance and appearance of old friends and family and words of comfort and sympathy, it's just not the same. So please do pray for the Cousins family, for the Gilbert family, for Norman, and pray for Carol and John and Stephen, because they do remember their dad as well, especially at this time. It's a year and a month since John passed away. Please do pray for them too. Right. Are there any other prayer requests that you can think of, Mrs. Bradfield? Okay. Once again, I would like to thank Steve for his suggestions for the Bible reading in the middle of the service. And if anybody has a song that they'd like for us to sing to serenade you, although that might be a very descriptive, would that be the right word? Over enthusiastic description of Monica's and my singing. If any of you would like for us to sing a song, to sing a hymn that you can follow along with in the hymn book, send me a text or Monica a text, and we will do our level best to get it included as soon as we get it. I think that's about that. We'll have another wee word of prayer, and then we will continue on. Dear loving Heavenly Father, do indeed thank you for loving us and watching over us, and for your many answered prayers for those that are grieving still for lost loved ones, for those whose loved ones are sick and in hospital, for those that have heard the gospel, Lord, for those that need to hear the gospel. I pray you, please, that you would put your good hand upon them, that you would, Lord, give the leaders of the leading countries in the world wisdom, that you would bless those that honour you and honour your people, Lord, that you would hinder those that don't. But I pray you, Lord, for wisdom for them all. Pray for Arlene Foster. I pray you, Lord, for Boris Johnson. I pray you, Lord, for President Trump. I pray you, Lord, for Vladimir Putin, for President Xi. Lord, for Kim Jong-un, if indeed he's still alive, and if he isn't, whoever's standing in his place, for South Korea, for the leaders in Japan and Australia, for Europe, for Africa at this time as well, Lord, given the plagues of locusts that are giving them such a hard time, please, Lord, help them to capitalize on that if at all possible. Remember, Lord, Israel, of course, as well, and pray that you would bless and provision and protect them, Lord. Please be with our town. Please, Lord, see souls brought to the foot of the cross and, Lord, saved. Those that are cast down, lifted up. Lord, those that are sick, healed. And those that are confused, given wisdom. And, Lord, us all given comfort and purpose and a clear view of the way things are going. We just love you and thank you. And we don't forget, Lord, those that are doing the same thing as we're doing. I pray you, Lord, for words of wisdom. Pray you for your words, Lord. No agendas, just the gospel. And we pray it all in the name of your Son, Christ Jesus, and according to your will, Lord. Amen. Okay. Our next hymn is going to be hymn number 244. 244 is Amazing Grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that
Okay, well, you can put your hymn book away for a little bit. Take your Bible out this morning, or this evening, or whenever you get to opening your Bible and joining us, spinning up the CD or clicking on that link on Facebook or on the internet. And turn with me, if you would, to Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24, we're going to begin at verse number 1, and we're going to read right the way through until verse 41. Matthew chapter 24, and I want to take our title this morning as Business as Usual. Business as Usual. I have to say before we start that this is one of my favourite chapters in the Word of God, because it's one of the first chapters that I came through when I started reading the Bible properly, that spoke about a subject that is very dear to my heart and a subject that nearly destroyed me. But thankfully, whenever I went about trying to find the future the wrong way a number of decades ago, and found the Lord, it has now become a subject that I love to speak on. Matthew chapter 24, business as usual. The Word of God says, "And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily, I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they say unto you, Behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Or behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now, learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is very near, even at the doors. Verily, I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. Now, verse number 38, and maybe the next couple of verses are our text this morning. And we're speaking on the subject of business as usual. Let's have another word of prayer, and then we will continue. Your loving Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, again, for this opportunity to come before you. And I want to bear in mind just at this particular time, Lord, all the teachers and preachers that are standing even now. I know there are some moms and dads having to stand in the place of the teachers and the preachers and Sunday school teachers. And I pray you, Lord, whoever is standing and preaching the whole counsel of your word, Lord, that you would be with them and watch over them, that you would inspire them, that you would strengthen, that you would set a hedge around about, and that you would prepare them, Lord, to receive, to give your word and for souls to receive your engrafted word. Just a few names I want to call out, Lord. Think of Brother Stan up in Bangor, and pray you, Lord, for his ministry to the folks up there, to his own family, and to Stuart and Jennifer and Hannah, and to Stuart and Iona, Lord. And I pray you too, Lord, for Ed and Joan Bissett and their family and their church family, Lord. Remember too, Bethel, of course. I know, Lord, there's more than just two other men in Northern Ireland. I think on Julian Patterson. I think on Johnny Campbell, Johnny Crane. I think on Ian Brown. Remember too, Lord, the other souls that we know, Father. And I'm remembering Francis Cosgrave, and pray your good hand upon him at this time and his family. I remember as well Brother Forrest, Father. Pray you for grace and peace and comfort. Lord, if it would be your will, a healing as well there. Remember too, Pastor Asquith and Pastor Hain in the States. Pray you for Pastor Isaacson, Pastor Fox, Pastor Snowd. I pray you, Lord, for Pastor Smith. I pray you, Father, for all of those men that stand to bring people that are dependent on the word, Lord, that you would inspire them, that you would inspire us, that you would straighten us, and that you would keep us. And Lord, that your will would be done. I pray you, Lord, for all those that are making merchandise of people at this time, Lord, that you would stop them in their tracks, that you would halt them. I pray you, Lord, please use your word to broaden the borders of heaven, Father, to occupy more of those mansions. We love you and thank you, Father. We pray that you would be with us when we preach your word this morning. And Lord, that you'd be with those that listen to it at whatever time in their lives. I ask it all in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay. We're in Matthew chapter 24. Our title is Business as Usual. We're going to read these few verses for you again because these are our text. But I want to refer to, the reason we read so much of Matthew 24 is because I want to refer back to quite a lot of it. Verses 38 says, "For as in the days that were before the flood," that's Noah's flood, "they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left." There we go, that is our text. And I am sure the title this morning expresses the desire of a great many people to get back to business as usual, not just in Bethel or even in Northern Ireland or the UK, but the whole way around the world. It almost seems it is. The world has literally stopped and is holding its breath, waiting to see what happens. And many people are very, very weary with this having to stay at home. I am sure many country leaders are very concerned about all of their citizens, but also about the economy of their country. They have one more thing, and it's a really, really big thing to take care of their country. But unfortunately, just because we feel tired of the situation and fed up with the situation doesn't mean that the situation is going to change to suit our feelings. Just because we feel something doesn't make it right. And right there is half the problems that we have in the world. As we look at this, I love this portion of Matthew. As we look at Matthew 24, we see the disciples asking the Lord a thing that people have wanted to know basically their whole lives. What's going to happen? What's happening in the future? Well, first of all, the Lord says, here's a few things to look out for, and he gives them a very, very, very short-term prophecy. He says, you see this building? He says, there's not going to be one stone left standing upon the other. Every single one will be torn down. And I think it was round about AD 60 when Jerusalem was burned. The temple was burned, and stones are hard to burn. But all the gold that was in the temple, it ran down in between the stones. And the soldiers and anybody else, they literally tore all of the stones down to get those wee rivulets of gold in between them. So it was literally torn to the ground, and there weren't two stones standing upon each other. So Jesus gave his disciples a short-term prophecy. And whenever this comes to pass, they think, hold on a wee second. That happened just the way Jesus said it would. Therefore, Jesus, God, who cannot lie, if he was right about that, surely he must be right about everything else. And that was the Old Testament proof of a prophet. If his short-term prophecies come true, then you can depend upon his long-term prophecies. And this is exactly what the Lord was working on. I'm sure the disciples thought, you know what? I think we can believe the rest. And they wrote it down, and here we have to look at it today. And first of all, one of the things that the Lord said was, and I want you to remember that this portion of God's word is full of changes, and earth-shattering changes. As we have a quick look through them, you will see that an awful lot of them are happening right now. And one of the first things that the Lord says is there's going to be a lot of false religions about. And you would think there would be the religion of the armchair. Well, there is the religion of the armchair and the TV. They tend to go hand in hand. And you would think there would be the religion of worshipping the flowers and the birds and the bees. And we have that as well. But no, they have so many perversions of Christianity. And every single one of them has something else other than Christ as the center of their religion. He says, there's going to be people out there that claim to be able to save your soul, but they can't. So be careful, he says. He also goes on to say there will be fighting across the world and there'll be an awful lot of talk about it. And we've been having that for the past 40 to 50 years with our radio, with our TV, and now with those little square pieces, pieces of plastic we keep in our pockets. We can have those all over the place. And then he goes on to say there's going to be famines and diseases and earthquakes in diverse places. We have the famines, or at least we're going to have the famines because of one of the pestilences in Africa and around those equatorial parts of the world. There are plague after plague of locusts emptying the breadbasket of Africa and those parts of the world. And we have the pestilences, we have AIDS, we have the locusts, and of course our latest one, we have this COVID-19 coronavirus identity number 19 that is basically causing everybody to stop where they are. Word of God also says that the Jew and the Christian are going to be hated above everybody simply because they put their faith in Jesus Christ. And not only hated, but persecuted and even killed. And people are going to believe that they're doing God's service. And all this just for standing on biblical principles. There's going to be a case where many Christians, the ones that are shallow and choked with worldly cares, are going to grow cold, selfish and self-centered, and they're never going to think what God would want them to say or do for other souls. But regardless of this all, the Word of God records that the Word of God is going to be available right the way across the world and preached to anybody that wants to hear it. But one of the biggest signs of Jesus coming back, it talks about the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet. And that talks about the devil setting himself up as God to be worshipped in the temple on the mount, which isn't there yet, but it's going to be there before very long. And this warning is specifically for the Jewish people. God has one word for them, and he says, run. Run for the hills. Don't go down into your house. If you're fixing the roof, don't run back down into the house. It's going to be that tight. If you're out in the field, don't go home for anything. It's going to be that tight for time. Your life will hang in such a slim thread. Run for the hills. And even today in the mountains and in the caves of the mountains that the Lord has directed his people to run to, Christians are hiding supplies, medical, food, water, clothing, and other things, so that whenever his people do end up there, they will find that God has already provisioned them. The Word of God says the stars will fall from the sky. And you know what? I believe that they will. There are so many stars up there, things that we can see with the naked eye, our own satellites that appear as stars. I am sure they will fall from the sky to the earth, and some of them can cause a lot of trouble. The Bible says then Jesus will be coming back. He says, as the lightning shineth from the east even unto the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. He's not going to come from a country, and he's not going to come from a neighborhood. He's coming from the sky. In fact, the angels even said, this same Christ that went up into the sky is coming back the same way, and every eye will see him. And then it says they're all going to realize, uh-oh, this was the man we should have been worshipping instead of setting ourselves up against. And they are going to mourn for themselves. And realize as a creature over the whole face of the earth what God asks each individual to admit. That he was right and we were wrong. Just how far they've gone from God and what the consequences of this are. The Lord goes on to say, you know what? When you look at a fig tree and the leaves start to come out, you know that summer's close. He says, well, look at these signs. Look at the other signs that are given elsewhere in the Bible and know that Jesus is coming back. The Lord said to the disciples, and they've written it down, says, regardless of how the world is going, you remember to keep your eyes upon Jesus. All these things are going to happen when the world thinks it won't. As we were looking at reading verses 38 through 41, we see that just before these things kick off, it's business as usual. People are marrying and giving in marriage. They're partying and celebrating, eating and drinking. People are working. They're working in the fields, they're working in the mills, they'll be working in the offices, and they'll be working in the factories. All these things are going to keep going. And that's one of the reasons why maybe I am not as terrified. I'm not terrified by the way things are going now. And yes, it will be difficult, but things will pick up and it will get back to business as usual. People will be fed, products will be made, people will buy and sell, marriages will get back to normal, partying will get back to normal. Sadly, to the detriment of many people's lives, souls will have relaxed and sadly forgotten about the hardships and how they had to lean on each other and maybe even upon God. Because he is there, not was there, he is there when man can do nothing. I don't know about you, but I am sure you want business to get back to normal. You want to get back into our comfort zones and escape from our homes to work, play golf, to walk in the park, even just to go to a friend's house, just have a cup of tea or go to one of the coffee shops. I hope there's at least one of them doesn't open again. Starbucks, they hate God's people. But the Lord tells us it's going to go back to that again, and you should keep your eyes upon it. But he has given us these things right now just to give us a breath. Everybody a breath. Isn't it amazing? There are some people that haven't gotten a breath. They've been worked even harder than normal, and they're suffering maybe more hardship than everybody else. But the vast majority of the earth, he has given time to consider, to compare their lives against the scriptures and what's going on against the scriptures, to make ready to meet our God, hopefully as Saviour and not as Judge. For the lost soul, he's blessed you, not me, with these times, because I'm not a lost soul. I trusted Christ as my Saviour nearly 32 years ago. It's not just happening on TV in China or America. It's happening in Northern Ireland. It's happening in Londonderry, in Belfast. It's happening to us. It's not happening in front of us. It's happening to us. But now we're set aside from our everyday lives and given the opportunity to think about just exactly what business as usual should be. We do want business as usual because we're comfortable there, but this is a golden opportunity, if you have not trusted Christ as your Saviour, to make him your Saviour and to change your business as usual. To change your life to being one on the straight and the narrow road to doing the things that God wants. To change your life here, to give yourself a life with the promise from the God that cannot lie that you will go to heaven whenever your life here is over. That he has you in the palm of his hand. And it all begins with you admitting to God that you're a sinner and that you need his son as your Saviour. That's all it needs. Or in maybe a more modern terms, to tell God you're sorry for your sins and ask him to save you. I know I've mentioned many times, my prayer was, God, you know I'm a sinner and I know I'm a sinner and these people don't know a thing about me. Would you please save me? And that's all that it took. And I've been saved for 32 years. For the saved soul, yes, there are some saved souls that don't know their left hand from their right hand. They don't know about the future. They don't know all of what Jesus Christ had to go through other than what they hear at an Easter service. But this is an opportunity for you to change your business as usual too, to get closer to God. To do a little bit more reading and studying with your Bible, even though you think, well, I can turn on the TV. Let me tell you something I have noticed. There's not as much TV on TV anymore. It's all just recordings and the old tat regurgitated like a mommy bird into her wee baby bird's gullet. It's the same old tat. There is nothing new. What about, and if it hasn't changed your attitude or your outlook, why don't you change your input? And then you will see that your outlook changes. Why don't you take, instead of one episode in the week, an extra half an hour, 45 minutes in the Bible a week. An extra half an hour, 45 minutes in prayer in the week. and see if you can change your business as usual to a closer and more intimate walk with Jesus. Because Christian, even you that is saved, even you that has your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, your life can be a train wreck. If you are not doing things in your life based upon the Lord, your soul is saved, but your life will be like the man who built his house upon the sand. It will fall down around you whenever the time comes. This is a golden opportunity, which this world will probably never see again, to walk more in step with God. And I've noticed as I walk up and down the road with my wife, now that she smiles whenever I make her the centre of the sermon just for a moment, she's paying attention now. She's making funny faces at me. I guess I'd better watch out what I get for my tea today. But whenever we're walking up and down from our house, and we take a left at the end of the lane and we go to the church, and then we walk back from the church and we pass the entryway to our house, and maybe we'll walk out to the main road, that it's much easier to walk in step. It's much easier to walk left foot and then right foot, left foot and right foot, especially when you're holding hands. And yes, pastors do hold hands with their wives, because then it doesn't feel like one hand's going down when the other hand is going up. It's far easier to walk in step, in rhythm with the person that you're walking with, because it just makes everything go that much more smoothly. Word of God says, how can two walk together except they be agreed? Well, people can walk in the same general direction and still not talk to each other. I'm afraid that's the way many, many saved souls are these days. Now is your chance to change your business as usual to a business as usual walking and talking, just like Adam and Eve did in the Garden of Eden, with God in the cool of the evening. We're going to be going to heaven to be with God forever, and we should look forward to time with him right now. Now, sadly, for many people in the world, this pursuit of business as usual is going to end up with a lot of sick people. A lot of people that didn't realize that they were carriers of whatever diseases. And I'm not just talking about COVID-19, but there are many other diseases out there that people get whenever they get together to get down and party and this, that and the other. And some people are going to lose their lives. God doesn't want this. He says he takes no pleasure in the death of him that dieth. He knows that these things are going to happen, but he doesn't force people to do these things. He gives us a free will. We can do whatever we like, even as Christians. And someday, business as usual for these lost souls is going to be screaming their lungs out in hell and then the lake of fire. Give me a drop of water to cool the tip of my tongue, will be the cry. God doesn't want that for you. You can have that. If you really, really want to reject God's offer of eternity, if you really, really want business as usual to be the same, running from pillar to post, looking for purpose and peace and contentment in your life, that's your choice. It's not what we were designed for, and it's the very reason why you will run from pillar to post if you reject Jesus Christ. You can have that as your business as usual, or you can have your business as usual here and now, walking with the Lord and with other saints, holding his word in your heart, sharing it with the odd soul, and in eternity walking the streets of the New Jerusalem with the other saints, holding his word in your heart and sharing it with whosoever will, and seeing by sight where we used to see by faith the Lord Jesus Christ. It's your choice. And a body that will never get old or cold or tired, never feel another ache or pain, that will just be perfection, in the words of Amazing Grace, for thousands upon thousands upon thousands of years. And whenever we stop and think about it, we will realize there are thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon millions of years to come. It's your choice. Your business as usual, now and through the endless ages of eternity, is entirely up to you. God has the best. He has the best one. And it's all for free. It's all for yours. When you tell him you're sorry for your sins and ask him to be your Saviour. I would urge you to do that today. Before this all stops, before the time to sit and consider and contemplate is gone, I urge you to seriously consider your business as usual. Amen. God bless you. Thank you very, very much. We're going to sing you one last hymn, if I can find it. And it is hymn number 456, All Your Anxiety. Hymn number 456, All Your Anxiety. Lord's Day or Sabbath Day, if you get it from us this late morning afternoon and you listen to it, good for you. God bless you. Look forward to bringing you another one again on Wednesday. In the meantime, there are a whole bunch of them on the internet on www.bbcib.com. It goes straight into the sermons webpage, and there's some old ones and of course the ones that we have been recording the past month. 5 weeks, 6 weeks. Goodness, I can't even remember. But we're praying for you. Don't forget to pray for each other. If you've forgotten the names of people that need prayers, just go back, just rewind back to our announcements and our prayers at the very beginning. And look out for each other. Stay safe. And we will look forward to seeing you in the flesh very, very soon. Let's pray, and then we will be dismissed. Thank you, Lord, for this little time in your presence, for your word, for being able to lift up your praises. Lord, we wish we could see everybody's faces, and we wish, Lord, we could have everybody's company. But, Lord, this will do until such a time. Look after our brethren, Lord. Please bless those that need a lifting and a healing and a sorting. And please hinder the enemy at any and every turn, Lord. And let us, Lord, be found to be part of the solution and not part of the problem. Lord, don't be done with us. Please continue to use us. And Lord, we love you and we praise you and we thank you for your Son, Christ Jesus, for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and the promise that you will preserve your word. We ask all this and thank you for it, Lord, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, and according to your will. Amen. All right. God bless you. We will see you again, or at least talk to you again, in a few days.